so amazing that we have people whose hearts, minds, and souls are so dark that they're using a multi-pronged attack to try to their best to dilute the vote of certain communities as much as they can. Black people get pulled aside, taken to jail much more frequently than others, particularly in the white community, despite the fact that the black community is no more criminal than any other community, including the white community. But we're the ones targeted the most. And there's nothing that says they have to come up with a system that where the white people are offered better bargains once they're pulled aside and locked up and told when it's time for the trial, look, you can have this happen or you can have that happen. And they're given a bad offer and a worse offer. Remember, I was sharing with you some months ago that when accused of rape, very often black males are encouraged, even by the attorneys who represent them, to plead guilty, even when that black youth, that black adult declares, I'm innocent, I did not rape her. White men accused of rape are not guided down that path nearly as often, especially when the attorney representing them has reason to believe that they were truly innocent. Go ahead and plead guilty. You go for this felony charge, you won't do as much prison time. But you lose your ability to get funding for school. You lose your ability to vote. You lose your ability to get a business license and eventually run your own business. Or, hey, go ahead and take this as far as you can. Continue with your plea of not guilty and end up getting maybe 20 years instead of 3 or 4 years with the felony charge. With all of that designed, amongst other things, since we're focusing right now on Cory Booker, the senator, designed to make it more and more difficult for black people to have enough people eligible to vote for our vote to matter as much as it should. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all the more reason that we need to keep pushing forward. And those of us who do have the right to vote, do vote more. In that conversation between Dev T. Smith and Senator Cory Booker,
which we are building like no other country, and that's prisons and jails. We were building one every 10 days between the time I was in law school and the time I was mayor of the city of Newark, New Jersey. And so this is costing all of us, and it's not making us safer. If you take a physically traumatized person, put them in jail, compound their trauma and the harm, psychological harm, by putting them in solitary confinement, by not giving them drug treatment or trauma-informed care, and then you put them back on the streets, is that person going to integrate in life? And so there's all of this stuff that makes no sense. It's economically hurting our country. It's wasting our dollars. It's making us less safe by not empowering people to succeed with restorative justice. And it is disproportionately targeting low-income Americans and communities of color, to the point now where we have more African Americans under criminal supervision in the United States of America than all the slaves in the 1860s. And so this is something we should all be outraged about, not just young black men. Yeah. Everybody in this country say this is a system that's not serving us, it's wasting our money, and not reflecting our values.
In terms of a country, in terms of just all of us together, we're in trouble because we're demonizing each other.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to people who are, I guess, in support of different political viewpoints, right? What are the steps we take towards reversing the effect that we're essentially having on each other?
Right. Well, look, you can't lead the people if you don't love the people. And if you want to be a leader, and you only love the people that think like you or agree with you politically, then you are diminishing your power to make change. I just believe you don't have to attend every argument you're invited to, you know, and if we lead with a more courageous empathy, to sit down with folk, to listen to folks, where because we do have more shared values than we think. Finding common ground is the only way we can really build and move forward. Two things: ending the apathy and lack of engagement gets more people into our democracy, makes it more robust, you're going to have more progress. But you're not going to have more progress by trampling over other people, but by finding ways to pull people together and advance. We cannot be a nation that just tolerates each other. Tolerance is just like stomaching each other's right to be different. I tolerated a cold I had yesterday. If that's the aspiration of this society, I'm going to try to change that.
All right. Okay, well, final question. You know I got to ask. Can we expect to see a presidential run in 2020?
You can expect to see a presidential run. I don't think it's going to be me, though.
Okay. All right.
Look, my focus right now is 2018. Please.
Midterm elections.
Right. This is the one that millennials, X-Geners, that we have to show that we're going to vote at 70%, 80%.
Yeah.
This has got to become the hippest election because it's the most consequential in my lifetime easily. And so that's why I don't want to give any energy to 2020.
Yeah.
I'm giving all my energy, soul, force to 2018, trying to convince people to come out and vote and try to make people who don't vote feel like those people who like didn't march.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we need you to vote. Everyone, don't be so discouraged that you don't vote. Be fired up by the fact that there are people out there who, as Senator Booker said, are deliberately trying to discourage the vote. They want to make sure that voter suppression takes place on a number of fronts. Have that school to prison pipeline in place so that we have more and more people of color, especially the black race, being pulled out of school through mistreatment, you name it, into the jail system, the prison system, so that they're taken off the voting rolls. Design the laws so that it's much easier to keep people of color locked up for longer periods of time than white people will be locked up, even for infractions that are basically the same. Remember what Cory Booker said. You can't lead the people if you don't love the people. And here's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. There are a lot of people who are Americans who do not love America. America consists of all the people who make up our country. And there are many people who only love the people who have their skin color. And if the people who have their skin color are helping folks of color, they're not loved by those folks who have the same skin color either. Those of us who do love need to work hard to make things work for as many as possible in America the Beautiful. Till next time.